Hello, friends. Welcome to this episode. Okay. I was watching a second video of this course, Anger Control, from 15 minutes to until the end. Yeah. It was 27 minutes. Yeah. I was watching it and he was talking about steps of anger control or anger control. And so let's get started and consider the steps of anger control. The first step is that we should commit ourselves, write a commitment or a guarantee that, for example, you write your name. My name is Mohammed Amin Eskenderi, and from or since this date, I wanna learn how to express my anger, and I wanna do the tips I learned from this course. You write a commitment or you commit yourself. And then the second step is we should recognize our anger's signs, okay? For example, maybe someone, I don't know, someone's ears gets, for example, red, or he becomes, I don't know, he gets a heartbeat and something like that, okay? These are signs of anger, okay? We should recognize our anger's signs, okay? The second step is we should leave the situation, okay? When, for example, when you are in, I don't know, when you are in kitchen, go to the bedroom, go to the room, bedroom, go to the room. Or go to the yard and something like that. Okay, we should leave the situation. And the fourth step is we should let me search this vocabulary. I don't know how to say it. We should alleviate or comfort. Or relieve, no, steady, still, tranquilize. Yeah, tranquilize is good. We should tranquilize our body. Tranquilize means to make calm our body. Okay, we should tranquilize our body. How? By two steps. The first one is by taking a deep breath. By taking deep breath, and the second one is by relaxing our body. For example, open and close your fist and something like that. Okay, this was it was a fourth step of steps of anger control. So let's review them. Commit yourself. Know or recognize your anger's signs, leave the situation, and tranquilize your body. And we tranquilized our body by taking breath or relaxing our body, but our mind is still involved, okay? And we should also tranquilize our mind, okay? Okay, we can do some things. The first one to tranquilize our mind is to write or to say positive sentences. For example, you can say, "Oh, this is not important. Don't worry. Never mind." And for example, you can say, "I don't know. I'm so calm. I'm not worried about something." And yeah, something like that. Okay. So writing the sentences that give you calm. And the second work or the second thing we can do to tranquilize our mind is to do the works that we haven't done yet. Okay. For example, you wanted to, I don't know, write your homeworks, for example, or anything, okay? Learn something, anything. But you didn't do it. So let's start doing it, okay? Do the works that you haven't done yet. And the third thing we can do is to do some works that are joyful. Okay, for example, watching, of course, TV is a garbage. I don't know, for example, watching a movie on your phone or on your laptop, or in your laptop, I don't know, in on. Yeah, and going to the nature and something like that. Yeah, that's it. These are steps of controlling anger. And the second episode or the second session of this course finished. And in the next episode, we're gonna consider notes of third session. And yeah, this is great. Thanks God, thanks for listening, and goodbye for now.